Good health is more than living free of pain or disease. Faith, movement, work, emotions, nutrition, and friends and family all deserve your attention. The Church Health Team joins us each week for Life Matters to discuss the realities of our everyday lives and help us achieve health in body and spirit.
When markets are full of heirloom tomatoes or fresh peaches, cooking locally is easy. But winter cooking can be a challenge. Here are some tips for adjusting your cooking to the season. 1. Embrace winter's bounty. Root vegetables harvested in the winter store well for winter eating, and many hardy greens and cruciferous vegetables, like Brussels sprouts, radishes, and kale, actually taste better after being exposed to some chill. Try new recipes. Looking for new recipe ideas? Focus on Indian dishes that include potatoes, cabbage, or cauliflower to maximize winter produce. Think beyond produce. Winter is a good time to buy locally produced pantry goods like dried beans, pickles, or preserves. If you're heading to the beach for a winter getaway, plenty of coastal seafood, especially shellfish, is at its best. Break out the condiments. Go winter cooking crazy and take full advantage of that jalapeno raspberry sauce or spicy pickled okra that you receive for Christmas. Or make your own new concoction. Grow a kitchen herb garden. By planting an indoor herb garden, you'll be able to add quick bits of color and flavor to your winter dishes. And plan ahead. You may feel behind, but get a jump on next year by planning for the preserving, freezing, and drying that can be done throughout the year. This is Sharon Moore for Church Health.
Church Health provides care, programs, and resources to help patients and members of the community experience the full richness of life, because life matters. Visit churchhealth.org for more.